Hello there, I'm Sam van Houten from Belgium, and I'm CTO at Coldit. Today I'll be presenting on Azure Hybrid Connections. I work for Coldit and we are a company based in Belgium, France and Portugal. So what we see is that companies are moving to hybrid scenarios where they have their existing corporate networks, but they move more and more things to the cloud. And if you have the Azure platform, you have different options to have hybrid connectivity between the cloud and your local data center. So what you have is that you can use either the virtual networking capabilities, which are more on the infrastructure side, and you can have other things like service bus, messaging, and of course, the subject of today, which is the hybrid connections. So a quick introduction on what hybrid connections is. Hybrid connections is part of BizTalk services, but the good thing is it's available in a free mode. So you can just have it free of charge with some limitations. The pricing details can easily be found on the Azure website. It's supported at this point by Azure websites and by mobile services. There will probably be other things coming. For example, hybrid connections could be available in API management. If you have a look at the portal now, you can already see there's a checkbox there. A quick overview on the technology. You have the corporate network with your on-prem resources. Here, for example, we have SQL Server and other resources like web services, databases, whatever you can imagine. And you have in the cloud some websites, mobile services, and other things that might come up. Then you start defining a hybrid connection. A hybrid connection is just a combination of a host name and a port. So for example, for a website, you can just specify the port, which is 80, and the host name, which is just the host of your computer that hosts your web server, right? And then on the local side, in your local network, on one of the servers available, you have to deploy the hybrid connection manager. That's like an on-prem agent that foresees the connection from the cloud, from your application, all the way down to your resources. So you can just connect from your website, if you have a hybrid connection linked to it, to your on-prem SQL Server. And you can do the same thing from your mobile services, all the way down to your on-prem other resources like web services and whatever you have there. And you can just do that by using the host names and the connection strings as if they would be in your local network. I have prepared a quick demo for this, where I have a BizTalk process on-prem. It just processes expenses and puts them into a SQL database. And then I have an integration dashboard. It's an application we built to see the visualization of everything there. And that dashboard is now running on-prem. What I will do in my demo is I will move the dashboard to the cloud so it gets easily visual. It gets reachable for everyone who has access to it because it's cloud-enabled. And I will do that by adding a hybrid connection from my website to my on-prem dashboard. Dashboard there is the dashboard backend. So let's switch to my machine there. So what we can see here is that I have a local host. So on my local computer, I have my dashboard. And what you can easily see is if I click here, I can select a hybrid demo, and I can see that all the expense reports that have been processed in the past here are visible. So I can see all the properties from there. So this is, as you can see on top here, this is just local hosts running on this computer. What I have done is from my Visual Studio, I have just deployed and published my website to the Azure platform, right? I'm not going into these details in this demo, but my website is available here in the Azure portal. So you can see the Coldit website, Coldit dashboard is running. That dashboard is open here. So this has a public URL. You could browse to it if it's still available, and you can see that I can get access there. What you can then do, for example, is I will do the query here, messages, and you can see there's an exception. The exception that I get in the bottom is visible in my logging because I'm an administrator. I can go to the login. The exception that I get is there's no endpoint listening at this URL. So you can see it's HTTP, and then you have my server name, my host name. That's not visible there. The fact that it's not visible or is not reachable is just because Of course, the Azure website does not know where to find Enchilada, which is the host name. So to do that, I will create a hybrid connection. So for that, I just go to my website in the new portal, and you can still do it in the old portal as well. And in that website, the thing I will do is I will add a new hybrid connection. So if I go down in this portal and I scroll a bit to the right location there, you can see hybrid connection. At this point, I have none. So clicking there, I'm easily capable of specifying a new hybrid connection by clicking the Add button. And then I specify my my BizTalk service. So I have a BizTalk service, either an existing or I have to create a new one. So let's create a new hybrid connection. What I have to do, I have to give it just a friendly name so that I can keep it. So let's give it the name of Enchilada, and you can see that I'm struggling a bit with my local keyboard versus the other one. I give the host name, so this is not a fully qualified name, but the host name that is just known locally. I give the port, which is in this case 80 for my web service, and I can specify that I will deploy it in this BizTalk service. Clicking OK brings me to a new step, and in this new step, I will be able to just get, you know, a downloadable version of the agent. So you can see it's not connected, and to get a connection, I have to set up the listener. So I can click, I can say, okay, download and configure this hybrid connection manager. And by doing that, it just opens the setup application. Like this. And in this installation process, what we have to do, we have to specify one of the connection strings. So the connection string is the security, it's like a shared access signature that gets used to create a secure link between my on-prem computer and the Azure connection in the cloud. So being a little patient there, what I will already do is copy my shared access signature with a Control C. And minimizing some things because that's the window I was searching for. Clicking OK will make sure that the installation continues. It has been successfully installed. I have to click the close button. Installation continues, and if we go back to the portal, what we will see is after some time, a few seconds actually, this status will move from not connected to a connected status. And that means that my on-prem agent is now having a connection with my cloud-based application. Let's do a small refresh here. And there we have it. The connection is now connected, so I have one connection available. And what I will try to do now is do the exact same thing. So from the cloud application, I'm trying to connect to my on-prem web service using the same connection string, the connection string that was just HTTP Enchilada. So clicking here, I have a hybrid demo. And you can see I see all my data that was now on-prem residing there, and my application is still running in the cloud, right? So this was a quick introduction. The hybrid connection manager, that's the connection manager running on-prem. The only thing you have to have is outbound connectivity. So you don't have to change anything into your firewall. The only thing you have to do is making sure that these outbound ports that I specified there are made available outbound, right? There's a lot more that can be discussed about it, like the pricing, a comparison with Azure Relay services and other things. For that, I would refer to the talk that I gave on AzureConf, because that's a talk of around 1 hour where I have a lot of more information. So I really hope that this talk was helping you in specifying and in positioning Azure Hybrid Connections. And I'm happy to provide more information whenever needed. You could have my contact details in the beginning. And I would definitely advise you to have a look at the Azure website, which has a lot of more documentation on all the advanced concepts. This was Sam van Houten. I was happy to present here, and see you next time.